Thank you, Mr. President. Allow me at outset to express my sincere congratulations on your assumption of the presidency of CDE, and I wish you every success in your endeavor. I'm confident that your rich experience and the profound knowledge will guide us towards more substantive discussion in upcoming sessions of subsidiary bodies. You can rest on my delegation's full support and cooperation in this regard. Since the president of CDE is tasked to establish program of work, it is of our expectation that you will devote all your efforts to produce a comprehensive and balanced program of work agreeable to all member states of CDE. Mr. President, after TPRK's declaration of its decision to discontinue nuclear tests in April, a ceremony for completely dismantling nuclear test site took place on May 24 in order to ensure the transparency of its commitment. The whole process was conducted with a high level of transparency in the presence of local and foreign reporters, which clearly demonstrated once more the proactive and peace-loving efforts of DPRK governments for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula as well as in the world. Discontinuation of nuclear tests is an important process towards the global nuclear disarmament. DPRK will continue to make its efforts to contribute building a nuclear-free, peaceful world. Mr. President, my delegation firmly believes that Syria's presidency of CDE fully accords with the rules of procedure of CDE, which stipulate that presidents of conference shall rotate among all its members based on English alphabetical list of membership. Any attempt to alter the order of rotation or to block an individual member state taking presidency out of political motivation should never be tolerated. Making trouble with the technical issues that has no relevance to a substantive discussion will further exacerbate confrontation in the city where there are already conflicting views among member states. My delegation strongly opposes such attempts as expressed by some countries in a bid to politicize this forum in pursuance of their egoistic interest. These countries are better advised to look back their behavior that lays artificial barrier to divert our focus of discussion on global disarmament. Thank you.